Hey, what's going on, guys? King Judah 23 here. I wanted to say this, and I had to put a little. I had to record this because my spirit wasn't set right, and I first want to say this. Matter of fact, on Wednesday, we're gonna talk a little bit more about it on Wednesday, and definitely on Sunday we're gonna have a scripture show on this topic. I want to first say, before I even come with my rebuttal or my disagreement or anything like that, Yash Kara is a great man and a great follower of Yah. The man has exposed Hollywood. The man has exposed a lot of things. And so I want to say, first and foremost, I want to not disrespect him. I don't want to talk about him in a horrible, inhumane manner. I think what he is doing is great, and I hope he continues to do it. But my brother, I'm going to have to disagree with you on what you said earlier this morning. I want you to listen to what Yash Kara got to say, and then you're going to hear my rebuttal.
So I'm going to say this real quick. If y'all been checking out my storyline, I just put a storyline on there about how everything started in America. Imagine the world. Also, fam, I just want to say this real quick. If y'all been checking out my storyline, I just put a storyline on there about how everything started in America. Now, I put that on my podcast, for those of you guys who missed the podcast, a few weeks ago or whatever. But the reason I'm bringing this up, because I want you guys to understand that they told black men, women, and children that we came over here on slave boats. That's just all fabricated. They just made that up. We was already here. Everything started in America. If you caught the storyline on my Instagram, it makes so much sense. Here's the thing. You can put the truth in plain sight, and most people still wouldn't get it. The truth is in plain sight. You can find these things in historical books. You can find them in historian museums. They'll show you that north is not east, east is not west, and where north is not south, south is not north, east is not west, west is not east. All of that stuff is just lies. They'll show you America is very a vast place of land, that Jerusalem, Israel, China, all these was here. So I'm not trying to knock nobody of their belief. I'm not into that. I mean, that was once upon a time I was into that. I was brainwashed by elders to believe that we're so-called Hebrew Israelites. I'm not knocking your belief. I'm just trying to get you to do better research. It doesn't make sense for every black man and woman to be a Hebrew. It just doesn't. I'm not saying that we don't have Hebrew in our blood. Our relatives, but I'm just trying to tell you, you were already here as black indigenous Indians. How can you possibly be Hebrew when you were all, your bloodline goes back to 1700s, to at least 1800s, your great-great-granddad. I'm telling you, if you do your research, you'll find out you were already here. So my point is, if you were already here, how in the hell are you Hebrew when Israel is in America? Jerusalem was in America. They got you believing all of these things, and you're teaching it because there's people in your group that don't look like you telling you that you all these things and you're not. I'm going to say this and leave it alone. Watch this. I always say that, right? But I try to get through quick as possible. Noah had three sons, correct? And they were Ham, Shem, and Japhet. Okay? All the other nations come out of Japhet. Ham was the so-called Africans, but who came out of Shem? Negroes. Now, the important thing about what I'm saying to you right now, pay attention to the word Negro, because the word Negro was pretty much twisted and turned from Indian. What? Yeah. So, Shem, they said Negroes. But you have to understand, during the 1700s, about late 1700s, they changed the Indian name to who? Negro. So when they put all of these printed documents and they republished them, they changed the word Indian to Negro. So how do we know this? Well, during the late 1950s, they had to take Indians off the book and sign it into law that we no longer call ourselves Indians and call ourselves Negro. And this was done by the Boule. This was done by prestigious black folks, and they signed off on it. They even have video footage of it. Why is it important to understand this? So when you hear about the three nations of Noah, Japheth, Ham, and Shem, they specifically tell you, especially in the book of the Strongholds, it says Negro. But we also know that Negroes was changed over from the original name, Black Indians. So who really came out of Shem? Was it Negroes or Indians? Indians came out of Shem. Now, I know it's going to ruffle some feathers. I'm not here to argue. I'm not here to go back and forth. Just be respectful and mindful when you leave in comments, because we don't have time for that wasted energy. I just thought I started my day and give you all those 2 cents, because everything was by us. Everything started right here. You didn't come over here on slave ships. You were already here. You are the first people. You are the original Black American Indian. Call yourself African American if you want to, but if you research a little bit harder, you'll stop calling yourself that on the highways and byways. Hebrews, I'm Yashkira. Y'all be good. One love.
Now, I want you to... Now, you heard everything Yashkira just said. Correct? So, about 2 minutes later, when I parked at my son's school, when I was going to pick him up, I commented on the video, and I said to him, and I quote, "Yashkira, I respect you. You're a great teacher and a great speaker for Yahweh." I said, "But I have to disagree with you on this." I said, first and foremost, if what you're truly saying is true, then we have to go back to Deuteronomy 28:68, and we have to say it's all a lie." I said that I can trace my father's ancestors to Sierra Leone in West Africa. I could trace my mother's ancestors to right here in America, the Cherokee Indian. Now, let me say this before I get to my point. Yes, what Yashkira is saying is true. Partially it's true. Yes. Some of us was already here. Yes, I'm going to say that one more time. Some, not all, some of us was already here. Okay? So I don't disagree with Yashkira when he says Black Indians. Yes, there were Black Indians. The Black Indians are the original and the real Indians. The Indians that you see now, they're not the real Indians. They are igloo people that came from Alaska. Now, they made a deal with the United States government to call themselves Indians because they didn't want to, because America did not want to give the money and the benefits and the land to anybody of Negro descent. So that all that is true. And by the way, the igloo Indians, not the real, the fake Indians, paid $5 to have their name attached to American Indian. So they received all the benefits. They received everything because they rather would give it to them than to indigenous black men, women, and children. So yes, what Yashkira is saying is partially true. But for him to say that we did not come in ships, if that's the case, then Deuteronomy 28:68 is a damn lie, which we know that is not true. Let's go read Deuteronomy 28:68. Okay, "And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again. So the Bible speaks in parables. I want you to understand what I'm about to say. The Bible speaks in parables. All right, the Bible speaks in parables. I'm gonna say it one more time. The Bible speaks in parables, all right? "And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships." So now, what Yashkarad just got done saying, that you didn't come in here in no slave ship and all that. Well, if that's the case, either he's telling the truth or the word is telling the truth. But both can't be true. Neither one can't be true, Yashkarad. Neither one of them can't be true. But we're gonna move on. By the way, whereof I spite unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemy for bondman and bondswoman, and no man shall buy you. What ethnicity went on a ship, came here, got sold by bondmen and bondwomen, the indigenous black man, woman, and child? It says right here in Deuteronomy 28:68. Okay? So for you to say, Yashkarad, that we didn't come in ships, I just disagree with you. So I commented. I said, well, if that's what you're saying is true, where do ships come from? I just asked him the question. He turned around within 2 minutes and he deleted my comment. Now, Yashkarad, again, I'm going to say with all respect to you, because without brothers like yourself, Brother Calvin, and other brothers and sisters of the truth, without you guys, guys like myself and others wouldn't be here, and we wouldn't be in the truth that we are in today. So I want to say, first of all, give you your flowers and say thank you. But what you are saying is asinine, and I'm sorry to say that. Because again, in Deuteronomy 28:68, it says, and the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again. Well, remember with Pharaoh in Egypt, let my people go. Remember that? That was the sixth time. Well, the seventh time, it was enslavement in America. What does number seven mean? It's the end to a new beginning, correct? Okay. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships. So, what did Yashkarad said? He said that's all been fabricated. You coming in through slave ships, that's all fabricated. Did he not just say that? So obviously he is saying something against the word. Now, I don't have a problem with you disagreeing with me, Yashkarad. I don't have a problem with what you're saying about us. Some of us are already here. But what I have a problem with is that you're kind of saying that the Bible is lying. Now, I want you, I'm gonna read, because after he deleted my comment, he turned right around and he commented. Now, mind you, I didn't say anything disrespectful to this man. Nothing. And again, I'm not mad at Yashkarad, but I'm a little disappointed in him. Very disappointed in him, as a matter of fact, because I thought a brother like himself, he would like to talk and have a dialogue. And listen, we ain't got to argue back and forth. We're not arguing back and forth. See, people like Yashkarad think that because you disagreed that he has to go back and forth with you. No, I'm not going back and forth with you. Okay? I quoted a scripture to you, Deuteronomy 28:68. Then he turned around and said, after he deleted my comment, family, just know there's nothing wrong with reading the Bible. Now, listen to what he said. Family, just know there's nothing wrong with reading the Bible, but you have to connect with the Spirit through frequency. If you live your life off words and never connect with the frequency of energy, you'll never vibrate high. How do you know how I'm vibrating? How do you know that, sir? How do you really know that? How do you know I just live off words and I don't listen to Yahweh? How can you really fathom that you don't even know me from a hole in the wall? You don't know me. Yes, we have talked to each other through messages on your podcast. Yes, but you don't know me specifically. Okay, and by the way, I do live. My vibration is very, very high. Okay, I do have a high frequency. Just because I disagree with you doesn't mean my frequency is low. That means I just disagree with you and what you said. Okay? Now, we're going to move on. If you live your life through word and never connect through the frequency of your energy, you'll never vibrate high. This is how Christianity has destroyed black men, women, and children, and everyone else in the world. Whatever we read, we take to heart. Remember, scriptures were rewritten and published by Jewish synagogue communities. True. But here is the thing. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships. Well, we already know through historical literature, documentaries and all this other stuff, that we were in ships, sir. We were in ships. Now, come on now. All right? Whatever we read, we take to heart. Remember, scriptures were rewritten and published by Jewish synagogue communities. The real truth is through spirit and not to agree or disagree at this late in the game. Don't take it personal. Just get your spirit together. First of all, how do you know my spirit is not together? Okay? That sounds like some arrogance. And since you want to philosophize, the Most High never to say never to philosophize, but I'm going to give you something, okay? Because you have some type of arrogance because you feel like because you read through some books and you know some history that whatever you say you're correct. But have you not on your podcast twice since I've been listening to you? Now I don't know the other times through blog talk and all this other stuff. I'm just talking the time that you was on Yashkara Ashaa Radio. Okay, you have backtracked twice. You first said we need to go to the mountains. That's where you was in Colorado, correct? Did you not tell your listener, did you not tell your followers that I was dead wrong and that was not the way to go? And I personally apologize. You said that, okay? Then you turn around and said, black folk need to leave America. Why do you want to stay in America? Let's go to Africa and let's finish what we started in Africa. Then you turn around and said, no, that wasn't correct. We can still do business in Africa, but we don't need to live in Africa. And everything that we ever want is right here. So what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm not saying that you have to know everything. I don't know everything. Trust me, I don't know everything. But for you to have some type of arrogance and to delete my comment because you disagree with me when we're supposed to be brothers and we're supposed to be brothers and children of Yah, that was very disappointing to me. Not very disappointing to you, Yashkara. I thought you would have been a little bit better than that. Now, these Beckys and these Karens and Kens, I expect that from them because they cowards. But I would never have thought you would delete my comment because I disagree with you. But let me go right here, and I'm about to finish right here. Romans 12:3. For the grace given to me, I said to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that Yah has assigned. And I can just end it right there. I don't know everything. I don't know everything. You don't know everything. None of us know everything. Trust and believe you me. If I knew everything, if I knew it all, I would be a multi-billionaire right now. I would be a multi-billionaire. But I don't know everything. I don't have all the answers. Listen, some things that I even cover. The Most High may reveal it. It may be more. Who the hell knows? But for you to delete my comment because I simply disagree with you, and then you turn around and say, there's nothing wrong with reading the Bible, but you have to do it through spirit. Come on, that don't make sense, man. You're not even making sense. He's okay. I do agree. The Jewish synagogue community did rewrite. The white scholars did rewrite the scriptures. Yes, but that's only because Yahweh allowed it. Yahweh allowed certain books to be taken out the Bible because he said out of his own mouth, "You're gonna have to go through hell to get back here." Which he means he had to return to me. So I'm sorry, Yashkara. At the end of the day, I'm about to be done. I'm not gonna go a whole hour on this. But my thing is, Yashkara, and I'm sorry to say this to you, my brother. You were dead wrong. You were dead wrong for deleting my comment. You were dead, and I'm not hurt by it. I was a little disappointed. Because I thought a brother like yourself would have said, you know what? I disagree with what you have to say. But I feel what you have to say. I disagree, but I feel you. Don't get so arrogant. Don't get so arrogant to a point that you can never, ever, ever be approached. That's all I got to say to you, Oscar. I got nothing but love for you. Continue to do what you're doing. Continue to push truth. Continue to open our eyes about the authenticated trust. Continue to open our eyes with being our own private bank. Continue to open our eyes with this type of stuff. That is, you doing a great job. Hair care, skin care products that has no chemicals that treat your melon with respect. I definitely rock with all that, man. But when you said out your mouth that we came in ships was fabricated, you just told Yahweh his words a lie. So I'm sorry that I had to come at you like this. But sometimes, my brother, and guess what? I hope that you'll do the same thing to me. If I say something out the way or something crazy and you don't disagree, I hope you come to me. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm never going to delete your comment. I'm never going to do that. I'm never going to do that. I will say, listen, I agree or disagree with what you have to say. Peace, one love.